the Notice Board. The Better Energy Warmer Homes Scheme. The Better Energy Warmer Homes Scheme provides free home insulation for the elderly and the vulnerable, making their homes more comfortable, healthier and less costly to run. This government-funded scheme is managed by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. Home improvements offered. There are a number of home energy improvements offered as part of this scheme. Attic insulation, cavity wall insulation, draft proofing, lagging jackets and low energy light bulbs at no cost to the homeowner. The following measures are not available under the scheme: external wall insulation, internal dry lining, central heating, windows, doors and renewable technologies. Who can apply? You must own and live in your own home. It must have been built and occupied before 2006. You must receive one of the following: fuel allowance as part of the National Fuel Scheme, job seeker's allowance for over 6 months and have a child under 7 years of age, family income supplement, one parent family payment. You must not have received works previously under the Warmer Home Scheme. If you think you might be eligible, please call 1-800-250-204 and talk to the SEAI representative, who will give you full details and tell you how to apply. Note on using EU parking card in private car parks. Disabled persons' parking permits or cards, also known as European parking cards or disabled parking badge, are available to people living in Ireland with certain disabilities, whether they are drivers or passengers. It has recently been noted to us that the laws on parking relating to the card do not extend to private car parks. If you have a parking card, the disabled parking spaces provided by local authorities are free of charge and no time limits will apply to your parking. However, some private car parks may charge for use of a disabled parking space. This will vary depending on the operator. In order to avoid a fine, please check before you park. Invitation: Finglas Group trip to Mayo, February 2018. We would like to extend our invitation to any person wishing to join us on our 3-day break to Clew Bay Hotel in Westport, County Mayo. Please note, there are no disabled room and would stress only come along if you are mobile. Dates: 18th of February 2018. Cost: 113 per person sharing, including 3 dinners. A €10 supplement per night applies for single rooms. If you can play a guitar, don't be shy and bring it along, as we will have 2 nights of entertainment in the bar. Contact the hotel directly at 098-28088. Make sure to mention you are part of the Polio Survivors Ireland group, previously post-polio support group. Cheers to 60 years! The Cope Foundation celebrated its 60th anniversary on the 14th of November, called Cheers to 60 Years, in the City Hall Cork, and Polio Survivors Ireland Cork Social Support Group were invited to be part of the celebration. The Cope Foundation was established in 1957 in response to the Cork polio epidemic and has since cared for and provided services to thousands of people with intellectual disability and or autism. Today, the organisation offers an array of person-centred services and supports to 2,350 children and adults with intellectual disability and or autism across its 69 locations in Cork City and County by working in partnership with individuals, their families and local communities. As well as performances from people supported by the Cope Foundation, well-known Cork people and groups who helped to tell the 60-year story were Michael Sands, Kieran Birmingham, Rob Heffernan, Johnny Spillan, Elmarie Moore, Pat Kinnivan, Schutz, Theo Dorgan, Ger Wolf, Susha, Inclusive Arts, Skull Bernadette, Amy Begley, Spark D, Deely, Katie Coleman, Breed Heffernan. Music Mashup, Kada Performing Arts, Maeve Kelleher, and many more. Polio survivors were delighted to be there and to be featured in this event. Congratulations to Cope Foundation on a successful celebration. Another legacy of polio that continues to benefit communities, particularly those in need of services and support. Carriage arriving at the RDS. On the 13th of August 2017, it was a really exciting day at the Dublin Horse Show at the RDS. At the end of the horse show, the carriage driving event takes place, including groups from Gorey and Bray. In the weeks leading up to the show, there was a lot of preparation as I had to practice my display with my driving horse Dolly and the team from Rathdown Carriage Driving Group. The horse and carriage had to be washed and all the brass polished by the staff that run the Bray Group for the big day. The crowds at the show were tremendous. Outside, I could hear the roars. I won the disabled carriage driving. I was thrilled to take part and would like to thank everyone for their help. Mary McGurk. Geerin's Path to the Edge of the World. A member in Clare recently advised us that Geerin's Path through the Cliffs of Moher is wheelchair accessible. Tom Gallery writes, I was treated to a wonderful surprise on Sunday morning after Mass in Liscannor, County Clare. A friend asked me to come for a spin and landed me within 4 metres of the edge of the Cliffs of Moher. I was never able to get there before. The views were amazing. At Geerin's Path, they have a special disabled car park at the edge of the cliff path. Another obstacle overcome. If any of the gang are venturing this far west, this is a must. Cost €5. Take the road west at the side of St. Bridget's Well and keep going west. If you Google www.geerinspath.com, you can see the photos and how close to the edge you can get to one of the great wonders of the world. You can take your car to the gate in the photo. It was so liberating to get so close to the edge of the cliffs, having lived in Ennistymon all my life. Located on a family-run farm on the edge of the world-famous Cliffs of Moher, Geerin's Path allows you to enjoy the quickest access to one of the highest points of the Cliffs of Moher. For more information, call 087 233 7811.